Nurses at San Francisco city and county-run hospitals say they've filed more than 1,400 complaints to the Department of Public Health over the past couple of years, pointing to understaffing at hospitals, which they say puts nurses, hospital staff, and patients' safety at risk.
My name is Brittany Hewitt. I'm a registered nurse.
The Service Employees International Union Local 1021 represents Hewitt and about 2,300 other nurses and county hospital staffers.
Sometimes we're out of ratio. Sometimes most of the time we don't get to take breaks. And 12 and a half hours is a long time to go without having any kind of, you know, rest time. But we make those sacrifices because we're continuing to put our patients first.
The San Francisco Department of Public Health sent an emailed statement responding to the nurses' concerns. The SFDPH says that it has added 135 new nursing positions since 2019 and is projected to hire 150 more by the end of this fiscal year and is working on streamlining the hiring process. But nurses say the recent hires aren't nearly enough to meet the need. Heather Bollinger is SEIU Local 1021 Chapter President. She says the SFDPH has emphasized executive staff over frontline positions.
We have seen shifting focus away from active patient care into, you know, administrative positions and into executive offices and into restructuring departments. And that's not what patients need.
Contract talks between the city and the nurses began earlier this year. The current contract is set to expire on June 30th. The union says the talks are progressing slowly, and they've not ruled out the possibility of a strike in the coming weeks and months. With reporting assistance from Ben Klein, I'm Max Pringle in San Francisco.